This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.
It's another episode of Pete's and Parsecs. Do 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 do. I'm Dave.
I'm Liv.
I thought I'd do a different intro.
That was a good intro.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
Thinking about replacing our current, like, you know, 8-bit.
That one?
Yeah, that one.
With your song?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Beats and Parsec Show.
I like that. That works.
I just have to find a big band to accompany me.
You could make your own big band. You can do the trumpet on your own.
I could.
Yeah. Just change the pitch of it and you could have like a big trumpet band.
I could. It'd be like Pizza and Parsecs.
Pizza and Parsecs.
We're back doing another Star Wars episode.
Shocker.
Yeah. We are covering the next episode of The Bad Batch today, episode 4, Cornered.
Woohoo! It's been a minute since we've actually, like, sat down and podcast.
It has.
Because we went ahead and did a whole bunch of episodes and then released them. And now here we are again.
Yeah, and to all the episodes up to this point, we have never watched the episodes after it.
Yes.
So, like, we were very behind.
Yes.
And then a couple weeks ago, we got really impatient and just binged the rest of it. And so it's going to be hard for us to make any speculations anymore about what's going to happen because we've seen all of the episodes up to the point of this recording.
Yeah. But I think it's been like, what, 2 weeks since we binged it? So I need to refresh it because I was like, I don't really remember what happened in episode 4 specifically. I knew what happened, but I couldn't remember what the order was. So now I'm going in with a fresh pair of eyes. I know what happens next, but I can't remember what exactly like follows Cornered.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
A sequence of events. Hijinks. Tomfoolery.
Well, yeah.
With Omega.
Yeah.
Omega and the gang.
Yes. I don't know how I feel about how she says her name. I still don't think I like it.
We talked about that on the last episode.
I know. I still don't like it. It's kind of annoying.
So we're talking about Cornered, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom with Short Round.
Okay. I can see that. I was trying to figure out where you were going with that, and I was like, I don't follow.
I don't know. I just got major Short Round vibes from Omega in this. And Hunter was like an Indiana Jones type character. Like, Omega's running around like, Dr. Jones!
I can kind of see where you're coming from. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I still enjoyed it, though. I mean, we get to explore Pantera. Mm-hmm. Pantora.
However you say it.
Pantora. Pantera's a metal band.
Ah. And Pandora is an old school streaming music thing.
Yeah. And it's fun fact for you guys out there. It's really hard to get your podcast on Pandora.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
There's a big approval process that you have to go through. So I've never even bothered.
Yeah. That seems too much.
It's also a bracelet.
It is a form of bracelet.
Charms and whatnot.
Yeah. My mom was big on those for a while. I was not.
Alex and Anne Marie are big onto that too.
Oh, cool.
Shout out to our friends.
Nice.
In Florida.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Never really dug them.
I think every time they go to Disney, they end up going to the Pandora there and picking up a charm.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's like a really cool way of like marking a Disney trip.
Yes, it is. But we're talking about a different Disney thing right now.
Yeah. Pandora. Back to
Pantora.
Pantora.
Yes. So they need to go there for a supply run.
Yep.
Get them some melee runs. And if Rebels has taught us anything, a supply run is never just a supply run.
No, it's not.
And they figure out, hey, we're poor. We actually need to do stuff for money now.
Right, because the Republic's not helping them out anymore.
So they head over to Pandora to pick up some money or sell some stuff.
They end up selling Echo.
Yeah, I liked that. I'm worth way more than 2,000.
I thought that was funny. It was a really cool, like, because, you know, up to this point, we've had focal points on several different Bad Batch guys, you know, mostly Hunter, but we've seen a nice featurette of, like, what each character can really do. I felt like this was a really cool, subtle way of showing, like, Echo's actually really smart and really cunning and knows how to work his way around some droids.
This is true. I mean, I like Echo. I mean, we got to really explore Echo in the Clone Wars.
Right.
Particularly in, you know, season 7 and whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a cool one. We got a little bit of a cat and mouse thing going on here. Fennec Shand showed up, which I loved.
That was dope.
Yeah, Mulan came back, showed us her reflection.
Now, I meant to look it up, but is the voice actress the same as the chick who plays?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I meant to look that up, but I forgot.
Yeah, it's the same as Bo-Katan and Katee Sackhoff.
Okay, yeah.
So we got Katee Sackhoff actually playing Bo-Katan.
Right. In
Mando.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool. I mean, it gives us a nice kind of like background story or more in-depth background story on a bounty hunter that shows up a few times. And now we get to see like, what was she up to before Mandalorian? And I really appreciated that.
Yeah. It's kind of cool to see like interconnected pieces and like, you know, she's after, right now she's after this clone, but we know in the future, like, hey, we know what you're gonna be doing.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
You're going to be part droid in a little while.
But what this episode really does is it adds even more complexity and mystery around Omega's character, too. Because somebody else is after her specifically.
Right. And we don't know why. Why for cuz?
We don't. At this point, we do not. I mean, we do.
We do. We
because
are...
we've watched what happens.
Yeah.
But...
We are like 2 episodes behind.
Yes.
So we don't really know what's going on farther in the future, but we do know like why she's after her.
We have a little bit of foresight.
Yeah.
But it's really cool that they're opening up that aspect to it. You know, first time watching this, I had theories about who could be after her or why. I mean, I actually thought your original theory about her being a Jedi might have had some validity.
Thank you.
To it when we find out this bounty hunter is after her.
Thank you. I am since now realizing I might be wrong. I could potentially be wrong.
Well, don't say that.
I'm probably wrong.
For the love of Kate Hudson.
You couldn't bring that up. Oh, man.
I'm just going to bring up Kate Hudson every time, every chance I can now. Because I goofed up really hard on that.
Shall we inform our listeners what the story is, or should we wait and let them figure it out later?
No, let's just go ahead and talk about it.
Okay. Theaters are now opening up, right?
Yes. Right.
And in the spirit of theaters being open and our love of movies and your love of going to the theater, I do love going to the theater as well, but I think that's something that Dave here loves so much is being able to go to a movie theater and see a movie like in the fullest experience. We went and saw like 3 movies this week. Like
in the span of a week.
We
went on like a Saturday, Sunday, and then the next Saturday.
Yeah, which we saw Quiet Place 2, which I've listened to Force of Lights podcast on that, and everyone should go listen to that because it was really a good review. Shout out to our friends over there.
Great podcast.
Fantastic podcast.
About to mention them again here in a second, but go on.
So we went and saw A Quiet Place too. Blanket statement, loved the movie. Thought it was come at me, but I thought it was better than the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next day, we went and saw the newest Purge movie, which I liked because for some reason, the person who hates gory movies loves the Purge movies more than most, like, thriller movies. Dave was not as much of a fan.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, we went and saw Black Widow, which I also loved more than most Marvel movies because I thought it was different and I really enjoyed it. You liked it too.
I did. And speaking of our friends at Force of Light, they did a collab with Fandom Collective.
Yes.
Big time collab with Fandom Collective talking about Black Widow.
Yes. I haven't listened to that one because I didn't want any spoilers quite yet on that one.
Yeah.
As far as Quiet Place, I listened to it before we saw the movie just in case there was anything that I was like, I probably should, because I'm not a big scary movie person.
Mm-hmm.
So that was helpful. But during that, we went around and we saw all of the posters at the movie theater of future movies coming out. And one being Aretha Franklin's Respect movie, which I'm so excited about because I love Aretha Franklin. My dad's a huge Aretha Franklin fan. And Jennifer Hudson is playing Aretha Franklin. And we're sitting down and I'm going to let you finish this story because it was funny.
Yes. So, I'm gonna tell the rest of the story, and then I'm gonna tell you why I thought this. So, I'm not as familiar with who Jennifer Hudson is. So, I look at the poster, and I'm like, Jennifer Hudson's playing Aretha Franklin? Is that allowed? And because...
To which I look at him sideways.
Yes, because in my mind, I'm thinking Kate Hudson, not Jennifer Hudson. Because I'm a huge fan of Goldie Hawn.
Right.
And Kate Hudson is Goldie Hawn's daughter. So that's kind of where that came from. So whenever I see Hudson, I always jump to Kate Hudson. And I goofed up really hard on that.
Yes.
Because I looked at her, I was like, is that allowed?
Right. Because Kate Hudson is white.
Yes.
Jennifer Hudson is not.
Yes.
So I then, of course, look at him sideways and I am like, Jennifer Hudson is black. Yes, she can play. She's also an amazing singer. And in fact, I could not pick any other actress to play Aretha Franklin better. I think Jennifer Hudson's going to do a phenomenal job playing Aretha Franklin and telling her story. And then when we figured out that he was thinking Kate Hudson and not Jennifer Hudson, I have now since picked on him a little bit. Because I now have some ammunition to pick on David.
Yes, I goofed up hard there.
It was quite funny.
Yeah, that movie does look good, though.
I can't wait. And we finally saw the trailer for it, because we hadn't seen the trailer in two of the three movies. We saw it yesterday, and it just looks so good. It looks like they're going to tell her story in a very accurate light and not kind of blanket over some of the harder things she went through in her life.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
So that's little tangent aside about the Kate Hudson, Jennifer Hudson mix up.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Bad Batch.
Bad Batch. Again, we get very tender moments here with Wrecker.
Oh, I love Wrecker. If you look at the last episode, he's having a headache.
Yeah.
So I'm so hesitant to fall in love with Wrecker because I don't know what the outcome is. I mean, I do, but at this current point, we don't know what the outcome is. And so I can't let myself attach to him because they keep foreshadowing this headache on the side of his head where their chip is planted.
Yeah, and he just loves Omega so much.
It's like a little puppy.
He is a big puppy.
He's a big puppy, but it's like, when you see those really big guys and they happen to be like the squishiest teddy bears in the whole wide world. It's like my Uncle Johnny. He is like the most mafia-looking man, toughest-looking man, but he is the sweetest, most like loving, caring teddy bear I've ever met in my entire life.
Like Vin Diesel.
You
look so confused.
I know who Vin Diesel is, but I wouldn't compare my uncle to Vin Diesel. But yeah.
Honorable mention for like cute things in this episode. The little droid that had it looked like an R2 unit, but it had arms and legs, like little short, stubby arms and legs, and just getting so fired up
Yeah.
About everything.
I think he just was excited to be out of that, like, storage closet.
Yes.
He was probably like, freedom! Freedom! You have to give and what you take. Yeah, I had to finish the song.
Okay.
I don't actually know the words.
We also got a pretty fun chase scene, too.
We did.
The chase scene was reminiscent of what you see in Attack of the Clones, I think.
I was going to say the exact same thing. Down to some of the sound effects that we heard from the ships, the little... Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool. It put those pieces of between first, you know, chronological first trilogy and second trilogy, giving us those sound effects, kind of merging those two pieces together.
Yeah, and the explosion, the charge that he put on there.
Yeah.
Also reminiscent of the explosion.
Yep.
In Attack of the Clones too.
Yeah.
It's not quite the sonic charge. Like that sonic charge in Attack of the Clones just does it for me.
Yeah.
But it was pretty good. I liked that.
Yeah. I appreciated that kind of nice seamless transition.
I think what I loved most about this is I feel like the clones are getting progressively more and more invested in Omega.
The Bad Batch clones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now there's this mystery around them, and they're all like committed to figuring out what that is.
Yeah.
When just two episodes ago, Hunter was about to pawn off Omega on Cut.
Right.
Cut and Co.
Yeah. Which, still curious on the colors. Still curious.
Yeah.
I might do a poll later.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should do our own research, and then we'll have like a little short episode about what we find out about Twilight colors.
Okay. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Should do that for our next episode.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So look forward to that as a little break from Bad Batch.
Yeah.
Potentially a Black Widow episode. We don't know yet.
I'm down. I'm game.
Yeah.
It was dope.
I'm still loving Bad Batch a lot. And I like that we're going to continue to get to see Fennec. She's clearly still on the job.
Yeah.
Looking for Omega. And now that Bad Batch and Co. have their supplies and a way to scramble their signature, we'll get to have some fun, see where they go next.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to just developing even more. I do have to say, and I know that like people are going to come at me for this comment as well, I do feel like Bad Batch is a slower burn than any of the other TV shows that we've had thus far. And I mean that in the sense of so far, episode 1 through 4 had more elements I felt like that really felt like Star Wars. And they all have elements that feel like Star Wars, but I feel like 1 through 4 were really setting up a story. And I'm hoping that we kind of get more into Star Wars-y feels coming up in the next couple of episodes, just because I feel like these first 4 episodes were slower than what we normally see within Star Wars TV series.
I'm confused by what you mean by Star Wars-y, how these aren't as Star Wars-y.
Well, the Bad Batch is kind of that group that they're kind of a side story off and branch off of what we got from Clone Wars. It's kind of like Loki coming off of a Thor movie. There are elements that I feel like are very Star Wars based, and they are very Star Wars-y feels. But if you look at, and I've said this before, and I said this I think in episode 2, if you look at Mandalorian, you look at Clone Wars, you look at Rebels, they start quick and they end quick. Like every episode is really fast paced, and you feel immersed in that Star Wars feel. Whereas Bad Batch, I felt less of that in these first 4 episodes and more story building on a group of people that we still don't have a whole lot of information from aside from the episodes in Clone Wars. And I know people are going to disagree with me, but that's my opinion. I think that's why the second watch through some of these, I fell asleep, is because they are slower to jump into big stories. Like we're getting a lot of smaller glimpses and smaller loves in the story, but I'm excited to see the bigger picture and then go back and watch the whole thing with that big picture.
Okay. I don't know if I necessarily agree with you, but I respect your opinion.
Well, thank you. I know that my opinion of this is probably one out of a million people have this opinion. I probably am the only person who has this opinion, but...
Nah, I doubt it.
Probably.
Nah.
But I do feel like these first four episodes, while very good, I still love them, are a little bit slower than what we're used to.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
That's all I've got.
The end. Well, that is going to do it for our recap of Cornered today. This has been another episode of Pizza and Parsecs. I'm Dave.
I'm Liv.
And you can check out our show on the aforementioned Red 5 Network, which I have not mentioned.
I was about to say, you did not mention the Red 5 Network. You can't use aforementioned.
Red 5 Network. And you can check out our show on the aforementioned Red 5 Network. In all seriousness, got a great bunch of pods in our pod family over on the Red 5 Network. Make sure you guys check them out on red5network.com. You can check us out there or on pizzaandparsecs.com. Make sure you're hitting us up and following us on our socials at pizzaandparsecs. Give us all the hollers you have. Please and thank you. We always holler back. We've been more active on Twitter recently.
Pizza and Parsecs has been more active on Twitter recently. I have not. The only reason I've been getting on Twitter recently is because U.S. Women National Soccer Team just made it to Japan, and they had a little bit of a stupid controversy, but I'm not going to bring that up. It was so dumb. Rolled my eyes for like 20 minutes as I watched those tweets. Anyway, that and Cam stole yet another podcast name, but...
It's fine. Must be Tuesday. But you were all prepped to say the thing, so I'm going to set it up again. Give us all the hollers you've got. We've always hollered back.
Holla!
And as always, folks, thank you guys so much for joining us. Mischief managed, may the force be with you, and God bless.
Bye.